I walk my spiritual path knowingly. I walk my spiritual path knowingly. How often do we think that we're walking our spiritual path and we think that we're doing it on purpose? We think that we're doing it because we know what we're doing. Well, how often do we not do that? Interesting, isn't it? We think that we're walking our spiritual path when we are praying, and we're praying for something to be accomplished in the human zone. We think we're walking our spiritual path when we are reading books that are uplifting and illuminating. We think we are walking our spiritual path when we are doing all the things that we're doing in the outer. And we think, my, this beautiful forest of trees is like a cathedral. This cathedral is like a beautiful forest of trees. Everything is like something else. But when we are really walking our spiritual path, what are we doing? When we are really walking our spiritual path, we are listening within. We have stopped that outer anxious call, that outer anxious voice that wants to know all things and wants to be all things. And we have allowed it to not go to sleep, so to speak, but just to be silent. Be silent. And we have chosen to listen to the voice within. We have chosen to listen to our inner self. Now, this is a strange thing, and it's something that we've all run into all of our lives, and we've all sort of ignored and sort of not understood. You hear the voice inside of you talking. There's nobody around, there's no person around, there's nobody talking, but you hear the voice within yourself talking. And the voice within yourself is telling you all sorts of things. Some things good, some things not so good, some things beneficial, some things not so beneficial. But you hear the voice talking, and you say, my goodness, that's the devil in me talking. I don't want to listen to that. That's negativity in me that's talking. I don't want to hear that. Oh, that's so grand, so wonderful. It could never be. And you see, when you do that, nothing happens to you. When you listen to the voice within and you are fearful of it, when you listen to the voice within and you think that you shouldn't be listening to that because it's not what you have been brought up to believe, you're wasting your time. You're not walking your spiritual path, and you certainly are not walking it knowingly. When a mother says to a child, this is what we do. This is how we act in these circumstances. We always love our brothers. We love our sisters. We love our mother. We love our father. We love our community. We love our world. We love our country. We are respectful of the laws of this nation, of this city, of this world, of this household. We are doing all those things. You see, now, all those are outer, and those are good outer things. But those outer things plant an inner image. And they plant an inner image, they plant an inner garden, you might say, in which all sorts of things grow. Not necessarily what was planted, but all sorts of things that would be natural as an action of that sort of thinking. So you think about unconditional love. You think about doing for yourself and your neighbors. You think about all these things, and then you let them alone. Then you stop thinking about them. Then the attitude comes up inside of you, which says, okay, what should I do about this? How shall I respond to this? How shall I act under these circumstances? And this is where you are tuning in to your divine self, to your spiritual reality, walking your spiritual path, or not. If you are going after things for a very selfish motive, if you're going after things because you want to take things that you think, it belongs to anybody, you can take it, and you know it doesn't. What you're doing is you're going against the training, the teachings, the understanding, the foundations that you've been given by your parents and by your family and by your community and by yourself. We all come back to one beautiful point of view, and that is, what would we like anyone else to do to us? How would we like anyone in the world to respond to us? Then we have to be the kind of person that would draw forth that sort of response. We have to be that kind of person that brings that sort of an attitude out of other people. But then it gets back to out of ourself. So how are we living from our inward self outward? How are we living from our inward awareness of who we are to the outward awareness of who we are? How do we train ourselves in that field? Well, we have all of these experiences in life, and sometimes as a little child we have no experiences, so to speak. But we have these experiences in life. And then, if a little child laughs and everyone comes and joins him, he learns that laughter is a beautiful thing. If a little child cries, and he has people wanting to come and take care of him, wanting to come and help him, wanting to come and do things for him, he learns that that's an attitude too. And so he creates this attitude within himself. He walks his spiritual path knowingly. He knows that when he cries, he's going to get a result. He knows when he laughs, he's going to get a result. And sometimes he puts more emphasis on one than the other. And this is how we are in our walking our spiritual path. We put more emphasis on one than the other. They're all that inward awareness, they're all that inward understanding, they're all that inward knowingness. And when we knowingly walk our inner path, when we knowingly listen to the voice within and follow it, then we have a great thing. Now, I love the three-hour meditation. It's a very powerful technique for getting yourself tuned in to just who your divine, your spiritual path is. And as you do this, you get to have a conversation with the divine in you. And in that conversation with the divine in you, you act just like you act, because the divine in you is you. And so as you are acting with this divine in you, as you are, have to cease and have to fade away. You let all in the outer fade away and you listen to the inner. You listen to the divine in you. You listen to the power of the love in you. And as you listen to this power of love within you, the third hour of your meditation and your conversation with God, you find that you knowingly walk your spiritual path. You knowingly have created everything good. You knowingly have created everything beautiful. You knowingly have created all in the world as wonderful and fantastic. You knowingly have done that. And knowingly doing this means that you feel very comfortable. You feel very much at peace. You feel very good about it, and you feel that all is in divine order. And as you feel all is in divine order, you feel that you are knowingly walking your spiritual path. The statement, let go and let God, is quite simple and quite powerful. The statement, I know that I know that I know, is quite simple and quite powerful. It all comes from within. The statement, I like me, is very powerful, and it tells your outer self and your inner self that you are a very wonderful being. When you say, I walk my spiritual path knowingly, you are saying, I listen within and follow the guidance of the divine within me and walk my spiritual path to my highest and greatest potential. And when I do that, all is done in divine order. When I do that, all is beautiful and good. When I do that, I know that I am walking my spiritual path knowingly now. Pretty wonderful, isn't it? Pretty wonderful to be able to walk our spiritual path and know that we are doing it in the most magnificent way. We are walking our spiritual path by choice, knowingly. And we walk our spiritual path by listening within. Because that's where it's all at.